Children's Sex.org apologizes for linking to fetish material on website. By Peter Cattell on May 5, 2023. A child sex education organization has apologized after it was found a link to various types of fetish material on its website. The School of Sexuality Education, an organization that has reportedly worked to provide sex education to children in around 300 elementary and high schools across Britain, has been forced to apologize after it was found that it linked to a variety of fetish material on its website. Such links had originally been available on the page listing the background information of the organization's teachers, which are reportedly described as having commercial links to the sex industry. According to a report by The Times, a variety of the organization's teachers were listed as having business links to the selling of sex toys and pornography, with one even being said to describe himself as a master fetish trainer. The biography page is also said to have provided links to external sites that provided information on the likes of bondage and anal masturbation, with children who visited the private educator's page reportedly only ever being a few clicks away from sexually explicit content. Dolly Padalia, the chief executive of the School of Sexuality Education, has reportedly defended the links the organization's teachers have to the sex industry, claiming that its instructors are able to compartmentalize that part of their lives when dealing with children. "Our facilitators are extremely boundaried and actually all of our sessions are personalized," Padalia said during a recent court hearing on a rejected Freedom of Information request. She is also said to have apologized for the explicit links on the organization's website, describing it as regrettable. "The aim really was to not come across as this cold and clinical website that just advertises academic qualifications," she said. "We really wanted to demonstrate that we are non-judgmental and diverse, and frame ourselves as an unembarrassable team. But I do appreciate this pointed out a weakness and not enough planning," the chief executive added. "I can understand why parents are concerned." The revelation that one sex ed company in Britain had been linking to sexually explicit material on its website is only the latest controversy surrounding what schools in the country teach children. Along with extremely sexually explicit content, school children across the country are also said to be being taught the extreme ideological tenets of transgenderism as fact, with some being told that there are 100 genders and that the idea of virginity is just a social construct. Such repeated reports that children across the country are being taught about anal sex and masturbation appear to have finally forced the Conservative Party government's hand, with it being announced that there will be a review of sexual education curriculums in the country with the aim of ensuring it is age-appropriate. How effective such a review will remains to be seen, with the Tory party having a recent history of backing the tenets of transgenderism, recently proudly boasting the first openly trans MP to have ever sat in the House of Commons. Follow Peter Cattell on Twitter, at Peter_Cattell. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.